Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, good evening, everybody. Welcome to Doc's Retro Sci-Fi Theater. New show, yay! Another new show. It's kind of like a companion piece to Voices from the Bog. And actually, in this one, we are going to be watching different retro sci-fi films, different like monster movies, horror flicks, all sorts of good fun times. And I'm joined tonight by Carl Kafer. And hello, Carl.
Greetings, Doc. How are you, my friend?
A little bit of a tummy ache, but I overdid it at the Chinese food buffet before I came over. Not saying the Chinese food was bad. I'm saying I'm bad because I had way too much.
Oh, I understand
not a problem,
that.
Though.
Understand that.
Yeah, I've been kind of like on a cooking / food binge lately, and I stress out. But anyway, yeah, I made corned beef and cabbage for the first time ever this Sunday, and then it came out spectacularly well. Then I used all the juice and residue from that and a little bit more seasonings to make some ham beans, and oh, so good. But
oh,
the problem
my
is...
My dad used to make that ham hock and lima beans, man. Fucking love that shit. Seriously.
Oh, yeah. But the only thing is if you combine all that, like all the wonderful juices and yum-yums from the corned beef and you put that in beans, you ever seen Captain Cody, the Rocket Man or, you know, Rocket Man, Zombies from the Moon or whatever?
Captain Cody and Lost Planet Airmen.
Yes. Boom. You should make yourself fly if you eat too much of that. Too much gas. But anyway. We are here this evening for an absolutely awesomely ridiculous movie. The first time I ever saw this flick was back in the 90s. I actually had got it on VHS. I only saw it once before the tape self-destructed in my VCR. And I remember having a really fun time with this movie. It's, you know, the 1950s cheese. It's got one heck of a great design for a monster, which the monster say shows up everywhere on, you know, classic monster media. And it's got a little bit of a surprise near the end. But I'll tell you, this movie is fun, it's funny, and it's got everything you can want in a cheeseball sci-fi movie from the 50s.
Well, so, I've got to say, you know, I'm a little older than you, and I was born the year this was made, 1958. And when I was very young, we were in Pittsburgh, and there was Chiller Theater and Silly Billy Cardelli, and he played all of these. I fell in love with these movies. Seriously, they're just so silly and so wonderful. And, yeah, and the makeup's bad, but who the fuck cares? Seriously.
Right. I mean, this is the atomic era of filmmaking, so the science is really goofy. There's no reality to it whatsoever. And they just say sciencey things to sound like scientists. So, like,
yeah.
The Timbuktuinator on my Casablancaian is going wonka, wonka, wonka. And that means the teleporter's working. We were able to find this flick on YouTube for free, thankfully. And we're going to have some fun with this one. It's kind of short, but that's okay. You know, a lot of the movies in the 50s and 60s ran about between 60 and 77 minutes. I think there's one movie that I really enjoyed, Blood of Dracula, I think was 59 minutes long. But still, I actually saw that in the theater. Another fun little wacky 50s horror flick. So, you think we're ready to hit the movie?
I'd say we are. Just a moment. I am at 000. And let me just adjust my volume just a little bit. I apologize. You may hear some airplanes above. We're right near Kennedy, you know, and it's 58 degrees out, so I have the windows open. So, tough.
Ah, nice. Yeah, it's a little bit cooler up here. It's been raining on and icing on and off. It's right around like 35 degrees, so not bad. But it, much better than whether we were having it. Wind chills of negative 35.
What, last weekend was really bad.
Yeah, it was. I mean, Scott stayed warm and had an actual nice little weekend to snuggle in.
All right, there you
go. Let's get this puppy started. Yep. When
okay,
I
give
say
us
go,
the countdown, Mr.
Yep.
Mr. Doc.
All right. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go. It should
blank
start
screen.
Up here any moment now. There we go.
There it is. British Board of Film Censors.
Yeah, this movie was rated X, believe it or not.
Well, back then, it, basically what that meant in Britain is that no kids under 16. Oh, so this
right.
is an Anglo-Amalgamated, okay? They did a lot of stuff, and they filmed a lot of stuff in Canada and was picked up by AIP. Now, the American
yes.
version is Teenage Frankenstein. The British version is I Was a Teenage Frankenstein. And Whit Bissell, you may not know the name, but, oh, God, if you know these movies, he not only made Frankenstein, Teenage Frankenstein, he made Teenage Dracula, too.
Or
Teenage Werewolf.
I was Teenage Werewolf, yeah.
Werewolf.
Yep, and also How to Make a Monster, which actually did get a DVD release, a Blu-ray. For some reason... Mm-hmm. This movie has not been released on, I think it was, I know it was released in VHS, but it's never hit DVD or Blu-ray officially. And same thing with I Was a Teenage Werewolf. So I'm not really
By
sure
the way, I
gotta where to
say
get them.
Something. I love the scores to these. They're,
oh, yeah,
you know, they're atonal. They're wonderful. And Herbert Strauch is a schlockmeister. Trust me on this. Not one of your better directors, but it really doesn't care.
Right. There's your stereotypical outside the college shot.
And you got all those thin ties and large collars and shit. And that, my friend, is Whit Bissell. And you have seen
yes.
him everywhere. He was actually in Soylent Green.
Yes. And also Creature from the Black Lagoon.
No, yeah. He's all over the place.
And I love these ties. Like, this dude literally has got a tie with donuts on it. I love it.
Yeah. Now, we have not set up an intro tune to this yet, but I suggested we do cheapness, at least a little bit of it, by Zappa. Because he even talks about the thin ties and the large collars and shit.
Yeah, think about that, or maybe Beware of the Blob or something like that.
Yeah. Well, you know what? It's funny you should mention that. Burt Bacharach passed away today, and he actually wrote
yes, he did.
Beware of the Blob. I actually posted that in honor of him today, of his passing away.
Yeah, he had a lot of classics.
Oh, yeah. The Elise.
I'm a man of science because I can say a scientific sounding thing.
Yes. Now, Whit Bissell was also in one of my favorite 70s sleaze horror movies. You know the film Psychic Killer?
I've heard of it, yes.
Oh, it's fantastic. It's friggin' fantastic.
Okay, Ollie, don't put your finger in the middle of the Jacob's Ladder, or you're going to regret it. I love these lab setups. It's just somebody's kitchen, TV room, or living room, with a kitchen on the side. I love it.
Yeah, but, you know, they were doing these films for $10,000, $5,000
oh, yeah.
back in the 50s. So, you know, we're not talking about anything huge. And you know what?
Right, and we're
it's all about you know, just taking your imagination and going with it.
Right, and when we make jokes like this, we're not degrading the films. We're making it's we're done out of love and appreciation, because without these movies, you would not have horror and film that you have today.
You know, another thing is take a look at the time frame when this was made. Made in the 50s. A lot of it had to do with fear of the atomic bomb. That's why you have all those giant insect movies. But also, it was basically they were afraid of science. So you basically had almost every movie from the 50s has a mad scientist. Or scientists.
Yep,
go ahead.
And when people say mad scientist in this time frame, they don't mean angry. They mean like, you're mad, you're insane, you should be in a lunatic asylum, you're doing crazy stuff, trying to take over the world with a bunch of wombats type thing.
Mm.
Problem is, your guy is not going to look very good. Yeah, he's going to have the body of, like, Hercules, but the face, oh boy.
By the way, the monster. Just to keep you, just to let everyone know, the title was wrong. I was not a teenage Frankenstein, because Frankenstein is the scientist. I was a teenage Frankenstein's creature.
Would be
more accurate.
Right, and the monster in this is actually played by Gary Conway, who I'm friends with on Facebook. He hasn't been on recently, so I will let him know that I'll send him a link to our show here so he can take a listen if he wants to.
Can someone say hubris? Can someone say hubris, please?
Oh, yeah, and also good script timing. We need a body. Oh, look, there's a body.
There's a shitload of bodies there.
Oh, yeah. I can't read the his delivery was so bad. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But that's a good...
I will say this,
there.
If we ever get Gary Conway on, I'm going to be talking to him about American Ninja 2. Trust me on that.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody's back on, too.
Yeah. That fight is pretty big. You guys might want to move off. Yeah, there you go. Is it me, or does that hanging light right there look like a disco ball? Just because of the
that's
going to
look
quality.
Like a disco ball.
That's what I thought.
A little anachronistic, actually. Anachronistic, sorry. Ooh, shake that booty. Shake that booty.
You know, I just smelled like burned hair. Oh, gosh, I shouldn't be joking like that. Don't fall, guys. There you go. My question is, why lock the lab if you're the only two people in the house?
You know, the other thing, too, is take a look at what they're doing here. Now, they just turned the light on, but there was a lot of, like, taking from film noir and German expressionism with the lights that you could only see a certain part of it.
Yes.
It's either that they're artistic or they're really, really cheap. Probably really cheap. But... nonetheless, let's give them the benefit of the doubt.
Well done. Well, he's got two hands. He's got 2 feet. I don't know. Oof. Look at that face.
Well, the face of the assistant doctor is not one of the more pretty ones I've ever seen. I'm just saying. There's no death. There's only life. And Mikey likes it.
Who cares? Yeah, you're taking it back there too, there, Doctor. Look at that.
Yeah, seriously.
It's a very simple replacement. Excuse me, what?
Well, they need a brain, so I'm thinking we should get Marty Feldman. And maybe they need Abby Normal.
Oh, yes. Good. Carl, I applaud you on that one. Very, very well done, sir. Very well done. And that's another one of the best Frankenstein films on the face of the planet.
Well, you know, personally, I give a thumbs up to Frankenhooker. Want a date?
Yes. Oh, my gosh. It's been so long since I've seen that one. I remember one night in college.
I love that film. Been trying to get James Lorenz on for ages.
Yeah, I remember doing a double feature one night in college of Bloodsucking Pharaohs in Pittsburgh and Frankenhooker. It was a fun night.
Blood-sucking pharaohs from Pittsburgh. Oh, good God. See, folks, if you're listening and watching, we go way down in the cellar. We go to the rankest shit we can find.
Oh, yeah. And Blood-sucking pharaohs from Pittsburgh is it's a good movie, but it's a bad movie. And Tom Savini did the special effects for it, so
yeah,
I know it's quality. Oh, by the way, if anybody notices the film being very, very shaky right now, the reason that's done is to bypass YouTube algorithms that search for material that's copyrighted. If you modify a film enough like this, it will trip up the algorithm and the sensors, so it doesn't get hit, taken down. So this will happen occasionally through the film. You're not losing your mind. You haven't had, you know, too many martinis. It's just what they do to bypass the systems.
So how many of these movies do you see people drinking? There's always
a
sign like this, being like this.
Killer Shrews, like every other scene, they're drinking. It's like, a martini? Dude, we have greyhounds dressed up as Killer Shrews on the outside of the back door that want to eat us. So you really think you need to drink again? Yes, we do.
Let me tell you something. If they drank everything that they drank in that movie, which is only 60 minutes, they would all be passed out by about 45 minutes. They just keep drinking that friggin' movie.
It's unreal. But it's still one of my all-time favorite flicks. You know, the actual first time I ever saw even a part of The Killer Shrews was on the beginning credits of Ernest Scared Stupid. Then, I think within the same time frame of memory, I saw it in Mystery Science Theater 3000. And I laughed so hard, and it became one of my favorite movies.
Well, I'll tell you what. From this period of time, I was watching Killer Cedar every week. My grandma would wake me up, and we'd go down to the cellar, sneak down to the cellar and watch it on the black and white. And there's a movie that I'm going to suggest for this series. It's my suggestion. It's a movie that I watched when I was like 6 or 7 years old. Scared the living crap out of me. And I couldn't revisit it until I was in high school. And it's also an Anglo-American film, too, shot in Canada. And it's Fiend Without a Face. You know that one?
Yes, I do, actually. Oh, yeah, I have stories about that movie.
That one's actually
good
pretty
one.
Friggin' scary. That one's one of the best ones from this period.
Oh, yeah.
By the way.
Yes. and it's also ridiculous in its science. Just a hot thing for the science.
There's a wonderful story that... Okay, finish up. I'm sorry.
That's okay. Yeah, they try and stop a nuclear reactor with dynamite. They don't do that. It doesn't work. But it's 1960.
No.
Go ahead.
But there's a wonderful story. There was a certain filmmaker that was looking for a film to remake. And he really considered Fiend Without a Face, but he couldn't get past the ending. So he decided not to do that, and so he decided to remake The Fly instead. You know what I'm talking about?
Cronenberg.
Yeah.
Yep, Cronenberg.
We're not talking about this movie that much.
Well, nothing's happening except for some kissing and talking.
Yeah.
He's not wearing mittens, folks.
Nope. They don't have masks on either.
Yeah.
But they have those wonderful turbans.
One of the things that this film is known for is the amount of, air quotes, blood and gore. But in the 1950s, like, this level is fairly high. For us, it's like we see more of that by watching YouTube every day.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. We were talking about Fiend Without a Face. That is gory.
Yes.
That one's actually pretty rough.
Oh, it is. Definitely. But, man, I would have loved to see Cronenberg's version. That's all the flashy lights. I love the flashy lights. And the labs and the
that's a lucky bit coming on. Ooh,
I'd rather
look at the
see
computer.
This. I'd rather see lights like this and zappiness than Christmas trees. I love this type of stuff. The mad scientist labs are so much freaking fun.
But still, I think the best one ever is Frankenstein. Seriously.
Oh, yes.
That's the best.
That's the one that created the scientist zappy lab. Oh, chocolate sauce.
Lady fingers. No, men fingers. I'm sorry.
Well, yeah, okay. You know, that reminds me of a question, that bone saw they're bringing in, that reminds me of a question that I've always had that it actually got answered by YouTube recently. My question was, how in the world can doctors saw through a cast and not harm human skin underneath? And how they do it is that there's a special device that has a blade on it that vibrates. Now, this vibration is enough to cut through the plaster of the cast, but literally if you put it on human skin, it'll just jiggle you. That's it. That's how they do it. That right there, that's exactly how they do it. And, like, literally the unit looks like that bone saw thing that they just used. But it's just like, that's so neat. Oh, yeah, I got an incinerator right here in the back of the lab. And we throw stuff in there, like, food it in me. It's such a great lab.
It's a computer that lifts up and then it's an incinerator too behind it. Boy.
Yeah.
Talk about, you know.
Oh no. Well, we got gators. I forgot about the gators. So random. We have this big ultra computer that's also a holding tank for gators?
Okay. Yeah, seriously. Ain't science wonderful?
It is.
Ooh, info dump. Info dump. Blotline dump.
That's how you keep these. That's how you keep these movies short and sweet. Info dump is info dump. Monster stuff. Info dump.
Ooh, it's Burke and Hare.
Yes.
For those that don't know, they are the infamous body snatchers from, based on real people, by the way.
Yeah. I love the cars in these movies, too. This is like a land barge of beautiful proportions.
Oh, absolutely. I tell you, I was just watching episodes of the Avengers, the 60s spy spoof program. The cars in there, oh my fucking God. Unreal.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we'll get a couple more spare parts, and then we can make another one.
Them bones. Okay, never mind. Them spare parts. Okay.
I don't know. I'm getting flashbacks to the dinner scene from Young Frankenstein.
Well, I'm thinking more of My Dinner with Andre, but that's me.
I've never heard of that before.
My Dinner with Andre? You've never heard of My Dinner? Are you kidding?
I'm serious.
Andre Gregory and what's his name from Princess Bride, Fizzini. They just had dinner
gotcha.
In the car.
Okay. Right. Okay. I thought it was like almost something like Alice's Restaurant, which
no.
I've had so many people tell me, like, dude, you got to see Alice's Restaurant. I'm like, I don't want to see Alice's Restaurant.
No, you don't have to. Trust me.
But he's driven this movie. It's like, except for you, he's gotten into a crash. Oh, there's a crash. Okay.
No, let's park. Ooh.
There was a man on Lover's Lane with a hook for a hand. Ugh. You know, it's funny. When I was a kid, I used to watch all these movies in the 50s, and a lot of them had, like, Lover's Lane. I thought every town had a Lover's Lane. And
believe it or not,
okay, there's a town right next to where my parents live, a little town called Cast Isle, New York, that has a Lover's Lane. The only problem is there's no place to park, and it's in the middle of a ravine.
Well, in Pennsylvania, we don't have Lover's Lanes. We only have towns that are called Intercourse and Blue Balls. And Pity You, too.
Oof.
Am I kidding? No.
He's pretty jacked for a monster, for sure. What kind of muscles on this guy?
Let me tell you something. Boris Karloff was no drinking violet. Trust me on that.
Oh, I know that. He literally had to pick up Colin Clive like 18 times for the filming of the movies, and unfortunately, seriously injured his back doing that. But yeah, he was a powerful guy at the time. You're only going to make him angry.
Yeah.
He's really looking at him. I'm just saying. Now, of course, the face is covered.
So, of course, of course.
You know, he was able to make this beautiful body. What does the face look like? I'm just wondering. I'm thinking Adonis. Meaning like a Greek god, right?
That's what it should be, technically, but then it happens and it ain't that pretty. Great way to kick off whatever you have strapped to the bed.
Just,
if you are nicer to him, I bet he won't rip your arms off later. I'm just speaking from experience.
I have never seen a monster movie address this fact. But how are they going to potty train him?
Right, and feed him and keep him happy so he doesn't get aggressive.
Yeah.
It actually would be an interesting, web series or, something. It would definitely work out for, like the life of a newly made monster or something.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, we're getting married? I completely forgot.
No, that's part of the whole Frankenstein thing. That he's got his fiance and shit.
Yep.
No, the most important thing in your life is your wife, you asshole. Or your prospective wife.
True. Yep.
We call that a red flag, people.
Yes. Tell me. Answer me.
Answer me. Oh, don't not do that to a lady. Yes. My advice to you, lady, is to leave. You don't need a man treating you like that. It's just not a healthy thing.
Not exactly a positive male perspective here.
Yeah, don't treat your ladies like that. And if you're a mad scientist, definitely don't treat your ladies like that.
No, really.
It actually doesn't matter. Don't do that to women at all. Strange question.
Okay.
Looking
talk
at
to me.
All the media from the 50s and 60s, like Leave It to Beaver, this film, and a lot. Do all housewives have a house dress or something, or is it just?
Oh yeah. It was the whole thing. That's what they were supposed to do. There are ads like how to please your husband and shit like that.
Yeah, I knew about those. But this is dressed in high heels in the home. Okay. Now it's sneakers, jeans, and a t-shirt. Which is fine.
Yeah.
but it just times have really changed.
Oh yeah. Well, it's the same with what the, look what they all wear on this far as the male suits and ties. When was the last time did a suit and tie?
I think for a funeral.
Yeah, exactly. I play church every week and I don't wear a suit and tie. Seriously, I don't.
You know, I dress up in dress pants and dress shirts for work.
Yeah, so do I.
That might be changing soon. I'm not really sure just yet. And we say hello to my little friend.
Hi.
It is my lips. No new taxes.
Yes, sir.
In England, we have a little more respect. So this is set in England with American actors. I wonder why they call it Anglo-American Productions. I'm just wondering. What do you think,
Doc? I don't know. Could be all the ankles? I don't know.
All the men
that I make
feel busy. For times
these days,
I want you to enjoy your
time.
That's a bit extreme.
And the new legs are pretty okay, except for one shorter than the other, and I kind of wobbled to the left a little bit, all right?
We should let you know that your face, that Gary Conway, your Facebook friend, is your teenage Frankenstein there. Monster.
Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Definitely a bodybuilder.
Excellent. Oh, yeah. Can we please take the stuff off my face? It's getting kind of gamey in here.
Oh, really? Don't badger me. We don't need those stinking badgers.
Our teenage Frankenstein just looks like he could choke slam the doctor there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's got the key for everything.
Mm-hmm. See, unmasking.
Here we go.
Uh-oh.
Here we go. Can you angle it up a little bit? I like to see it in my chest.
It's illegal. I'll make sure you don't leave to give you a new face. What have you been, my boy? You'll be glad to stay here. Till I make you fit to go among people.
Carl, is that an asshole? Seriously.
I mean, you really feel bad for this guy.
Yeah.
go for a stroll. I love everything about the 1950s and 60s household. The patterns on these, on the furniture, he likes it too. I actually see this part of like an homage to the original Frankenstein. The scene with the little girl and the flowers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh! He's going to play the piano.
I mean, to be honest, that is a pretty... Okay. It looks like the actual mask was put together with not much money, but you know what? It's still so freaking iconic. The movie's not the best, but you know what? It's still fun, though.
Well, you know, the problem with this is a lot of these films, it's a lot of filler, even at 70 minutes.
Right. And a lot of these movies, like you said earlier, were literally made for several thousand dollars.
Ooh, I'll take the water to turban.
Hey, Scout. How you doing, buddy? She's birdie.
Of course, there's always Lady Frankenstein. That's where the monster gets to shtup everybody.
Yeah. I don't know why. I wasn't really that big of a fan of Lady Frankenstein. I think I was expecting more out of it than that. Unfortunately there, buddy, you're so strong that you just, well, you see the results.
Okay, this music here is sort of not working for me.
No.
Run away! Run away!
Ooh. I was a teenage exocolonist. Exocon? What? What?
Oh, yeah, you're going to sleep after that. Okay. That works for me.
Did you do this, Bob? Did you do this, buddy? No. Yes, I did. I'm a bad boy.
Yeah, it's all about me, Whitbistle. It's all about me. It's not about him.
Yep.
Go sit in the corner and think about what you've done.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I do, you know, this actually really does pull up heartstrings because this poor guy, he reacted out of fear.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't ask to be brought back from the dead. He didn't ask to be have a horrifying face. It's just everything. That's just not good for the story.
Well, that's the whole point of the original story by Mary Shelley.
Exactly.
You know, when I first saw the original Frankenstein, I was 5 years old. I had braces on. And I saw that, and at the end of that film, I cried so much it was unbelievable.
Yeah, 6.
I'm sorry, but you know, even at 70 minutes, this is, like, really paced badly.
It is. I don't remember why I enjoyed it that much, but I did at the time.
Well, you know what? I say this all the time, and people like to argue with me, but I agree with Pauline Kael. It's about when you first see a movie and your gut reaction to it at that point in time, where you are, what you're doing, all of that. It really has a lot to do with things.
Yes.
And being 6 years old and seeing stuff like this on the TV, I loved it. I look at it now, not a great movie by any means, but, you know, you have a sense of nostalgia, a sense of love for looking back at that time and so on and so forth, and that's what it is.
Yeah, and it is kind of entertaining. Just slow. Okay, and you got to stop needing me there. Thank you. Scout, he gets into these needing zone, like he zones out and just like literally kind of rips in my skin a little because he does it.
Yeah.
He's a great cat, though.
I had a key, asshole.
Yep. Well, yeah, you see, that's the thing about the so-called scientists in the 1950s. They underestimate the women, and the women are like, hey, hello, I can do stuff too, you know.
Yeah. She's a lot smarter than he is. Oh, I do love you.
And then I'm going to feed you the alligators behind the computer.
Yep. Huh. It ain't a machine. I hate to tell you that, but it's not.
Right. You know, I actually heard, like I mentioned before, I have not seen I Was a Teenage Werewolf. I heard it's a lot better than this one.
Yeah, it is. Much better. But I don't know how many of these films were on monster campuses, either like professors and stuff like that. You know, there's the Wasp woman. Like so many of them.
Oh, yeah. It's like you can lose count, but there were just so many. Monster on Campus, I was a teenage werewolf, teenage Frankenstein, teenage caveman. How to Make a Monster.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. There's so many of them.
You're brooding. I'm a sympathetic monster.
Angry.
I brood. I'm a hipster.
I'm an angsty teenage Frankenstein.
Yes.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Bro-oh.
Yeah, there's something in the basement that wants to eat you. I mean, meet you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I need you to feed our friend down there in the basement, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I have to admit, this movie is not as good as I remember it. I do apologize to everybody involved.
No, that's the whole point. It's supposed to suck.
We don't have very much left in the movie. I'm thinking like in about 20 minutes or so.
Yeah. Yeah, once he does this, there's no saving the doctor or the monster.
Yeah. Even Scout's falling asleep. I'm not falling asleep, but my cat is. I set up a little box for him to crawl into and take a nap, and that's exactly what he's doing.
Yep.
He's a great little critter. Calm down. I do have to admit, the screamers from the 50s and 60s were really some of the best on film.
Oh, hell yeah.
Very, very effective.
So much better than Wilhelm.
Oh! You know what? I should really keep... Should definitely keep a file of that, some of that Wilhelm scream someplace close.
You know, but this whole thing about Frankenstein... You know, this whole, it's not just Frankenstein. Take a look at Ex Machina, the film that Alex Garland did. That's a Frankenstein story. You know, any of these.
Yeah.
The Forward Project is a Frankenstein story.
Yes. Yes, it is. The Colossus, the Forbin Project, is that the one you're talking about?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Nice.
You're young. You'll get over it.
Blinded me with science. Or his face.
Yeah.
Either one can do it. The same thing. Hey, I need somebody to jump on the back bumper a little bit. Make it look like we're going over some bumps, okay? There you go.
Yeah.
Hey, Willie, thanks for changing the light there. All right.
There's Wayne again.
Yeah. I don't remember what the point of that.
I have no freaking clue.
We've all lost the plot. Even the screenwriters do.
Yeah, oh, easily.
Ooga booga booga.
Oh, so that's what you said? Agony, 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 agony?
Oh, agony, agony. Thank you, olive oil.
The knee bone's connected to the a hip bone, I guess. Whatever. I lost the joke. I'm not perfect.
There's no bones about it. No bones
about
it.
Yeah, exactly. God, we're horrible, and I love it.
Yes. Decorative plates. I never understood decorative plates. It's like, hey, look at this plate. Why can't we use the plate? Because it's a decorative plate. Why? Because it's got a picture. Those don't have pictures. They have colors and blobs.
A jealous rival. Ooh.
It's a little deep. Good-looking guy. That's Gary Conway's face, by the way.
Yeah. Hey, it's Gary Conway. Hi, Gary Conway.
Almost felt like a bit of Scooby-Doo there.
He's killing everybody, isn't he?
Oh, yeah.
He's civilized, all right.
Snappy commentary.
And, of course, let's not forget, you know, Germany was our enemy in World War II. So, you know, Frankenstein, he's from Germany. He's the enemy.
Yeah, you're right. That was only a few years before this movie was made.
13, to be exact.
Yep. I think my dad had a Tyler Jet Stripe one. Yeah, there's a lie there. She's alligator chow. Sorry.
Yeah, exactly. I love that we have a computer that also is an alligator pit. I love the science. I'm just saying.
Pretty great stuff.
Well, the science in most of these are not good.
Oh, yeah.
We did a show with Stephen about a week or week and a half ago with Vicki, Stephen, and I talking about science and science fiction films, and she's much more hard science. I'm much more soft science. You know, the more realistic science movies, Stephen likes to call them science fiction. Things like The Martian,
right?
You know, 2001. You know, those type of things. But that's a good one that people ought to check out on Deviant Legion, because we have a really good show,
yeah,
with Vicky called The Kaleidoscope.
Yeah, I've seen the episodes.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely, please check them out. Definitely. I'm so pretty. Look at me. I'm so handsome. Mm-hmm,
yep.
Right. I look so buff.
Ooh, look at me. I'm narcissistic.
Oh, this
look at
this scientist doctor guy.
Face. Yeah.
This scientist guy is a real asshole. I don't like him one bit. And he's one of the ones where you just want him to get the comeuppance.
Oh, there was also, you know what, there's another modern Frankenstein made in 1958, starring Boris Karloff, of all people.
Oh,
you know what that movie
yes,
is?
Frankenstein 1980, or 1970. Yep. So basically, they're going to give him his old face back, and then things are going to get crazy. And then the movie ends.
Yep.
There, plot synopsis. I mean, yeah. Okay, movie is terrible.
Yeah.
Makeup and the actual monster itself is, like, absolutely iconic, but it's a terrible movie.
And that's okay. It's okay to be terrible. It is.
Yes, it is.
Embrace it. Revel in it.
Be as terrible as you want to be.
Let me tell you something. There's a movie in my top 10 that will always be number 10 that's probably one of the worst movies ever made, and it is wondrous. And you know what that movie is. Yes, you do.
Yes.
Come on.
I do. Oh, yes. Blood Freak.
Oh, absolutely. Fucking love that movie. Yep.
Yep, there was a little span of movies that had color inserts in them. One of them was the classic The Tingler with the bathtub full of blood. And then there was the thing that could not, they wouldn't die. And then there's this one.
You know, this has to be one of the most realistic fight scenes I've ever seen. I'm just saying.
Oh, yeah. I love the shrieky music in this part of this. Here's the color.
There it is.
It looks better in color, to be honest.
Oh, such a cutie pie.
Oh, yeah. Man, this doctor tastes like shit. I'm out of here.
Yeah, really. Later, alligator. See in a while, crocodile. Mañana, iguana.
So, yeah, that was... he makes Frankenstein. It's an experience, I'll tell you what.
Yeah. Hate to tell you this, there are better movies out there. I'm just letting you know.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. Without a doubt. So, okay. That was, I was in the Frankenstein, and it was very Frankenstein-y. And,
yes,
well,
it was.
So, Carl, what do we have in store for our listeners of the Deviant Legion?
Well, you know what? I have to get there, so give me a moment.
Oh, sure.
Okay, what we generally do here is we do a little bit of what we like to call housekeeping. And so this is what we have for housekeeping. All right? So I can tell you this, that tomorrow Adam will be at the Cathode Ray Mission, and he and his panel will be talking about the films of director Jean Vigo. And there's only two of them, so it should be relatively short, but they're two very, very important films. Also, on Saturday, TC will be doing Rock This Town, because he won't be doing it Sunday because of the Super Bowl. And it's the No Mush Love Song Show. And that's what we have on Saturday. Then on Tuesday, Valentine's Day, Rachel and I we'll be back with Down the Rabbit Hole with the Anti-Valentine's Music Mix. And then on Thursday, Doc, you're going to join us for this. Rachel, one of the reasons we haven't had a lot of shows with Rachel is they bought a new house and they're moving in this weekend. And so we were doing a celebration of her new digs on Thursday. And we're going to do a commentary watch on the Japanese horror comedy Haozu, or otherwise known as, stay with me, boy,
it's one of the most iconically weird Japanese films I've ever seen.
Oh, it's insane. Flying heads, pianos that eat people, you know, psychotic cats. It's a wondrous thing. It seriously is.
Oh, yes. Yes.
And we'll be doing that on Thursday. And we have other things coming up. I can tell you this. One thing I can tell you is that on the 22nd, we're going to be welcoming Joe Black. I'm still not sure what time it'll be on the 22nd. I'm waiting for Joe to get back to me on that. But Rachel and myself and Vicky Love will be there as we talk to Joe. He is... in post-production for a new film. He's got another film ready to go, and we're doing that. I also am in talks for Mike Mendez to come on because Mike has been doing work on the new Beavis and Butthead, and he actually directed
Excellent.
A couple of episodes. So we want to get Mike on. He's one of our favorite people. And so hopefully we'll get a lot going on. We've got more Black History Month playlist, probably two more in the works, and I'm sure we'll throw in one or two watches of Black-themed films. I'm also going to be working with Stephen over on his network on that also. So there you go. That's what we've got going so far. I'd say that's a good amount of stuff.
I would definitely say so, too, and we're going to also work a Voices from the Bog episode in there someplace about how films used to really scare the pants off of people. Like examples, Exorcist and Alien, and a lot more. So that's upcoming soon, too.
Yep.
That was
definitely a movie, and I appreciate having you join me for it. And we will
be back next time.
It was
an absolute blast. Thanks, man.
Yeah, you're very welcome. Thank you. And we'll go on another movie for another episode sometime. I would probably say 2 weeks or so, so we can, that way we can clear out and we can get through Haosu and a whole bunch of other stuff. Sound good?
Sounds good to me, man. Nice to have you doing stuff and doing a couple shows with us, and really happy about that, Doc. Welcome back, my friend.
It's good to, thank you. It's good to be back. It really, it definitely helps with the stress that I've been going through. So it's good to be back in more ways than one.
All right. Well, why don't you take us out and listen, folks. Thanks for listening, and good night.
Good night, everybody, and thanks for listening in. All right. Bye-bye.